Mayan on the base draws a contrast between Eved Ivri and Eved Zayni, and Eved Ivri is able to become a Muna on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odon, as opposed to an Eved Zayni who has to have authorization from the Odon. So Tosfos understands this to mean that by an Eved Zayni there's a Kinyan Iser in addition to a Kinyan Mammon. Kinyan Mammon means the Eved belongs to the Odon Kishore Bahamoro, has to work for him. The Kinyan Iser means he belongs to the Odom with respect to Iser the Heter, namely, cannot become immune on the Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odom. One could have perhaps brought another raya to this distinction that by Eved Kain there is a Kinyan Iser, by Eved Ivri there is no Kinyan Iser. Eved Kain is Echol B'Truma, and Eved Ivri Kain is any Echol B'Truma. That's the pasuk in the middle of Ayikra. Toshav Isorcha Lo Yechol Bo. So Toshav means an Eved Niritza, and Socha means an Eved Sheish, that first the Eved Ivri is there for 6 years, and then if he doesn't want to go free, then he make him in Eved Niritza. So Toshu B'Socha Lo Yochal Boi, Eved Ivri Eved Koyin, even if he's Eved Niritza, is Ein Echol B'Truma. But a Koyin Kik and Nefesh Kinyin Kasbov, the Koyin purchases an Eved Knaini, the Eved Knaini, but Koyin is Echol B'Truma. Means he belongs to the Yodon, the Eved Knaini belongs to the Yodon with respect to Yisav Heter, and Eved Ivri is not so. Only belongs to the by Eved Ivri, there's only a Kinyan Mum and there's no Kinyan Isa. So that's how Tosfos understands. And then Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. How can you say that there's no Kinyan Isa by Eved Ivri? But it's Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis. Yisrael is also B'Shivcha K'nainis. And the Pashtus is that that's an Isa Deraisa. Isa Shivcha K'nainis is an Isa Deraisa. That's what the Targum Onkelos translates on the Pasuk. So Kaddish means if a Jewish man lives with a Shivcha K'nainis, because they Kedushin Topsim Bo, so it's going to be a Biaznus. And Lasiya Kedesha means if a Jewish girl is living with an Eved K'nainis, because they Kedushin Topsim Bo, I didn't know Kedushin Topsim Bo from the Akedah. It says Shvulucham Bo Im Achamor. Im Achamor. Im means together on the same Madrega. So Gemara says Im Achamor, Amadei Malachamor. That Avraham Avinu told the two Shnei Yoravim, the two Avarim K'nainim, they should stay with the Chamor because the Eved ain't lo yachas. Eved ain't lo yachas is on a double level. Eved ain't lo yachas, he can't have priest's kiddushin with a wife. And Eved ain't lo yachas, if he has children, the children are not misyachas after him. A Nochri does have yachas. A Nochri can have tvisas ishus. The Nochri marries a non-Jewish woman, there's ishus. And if the Nochri has children, so the children are misyachas after the Nochri. The Gemara says, what if a ger converts and he had children and the father converts, is he in fulfillment of the mitzvah piruvi with the children that he had benochi yuso? But that's a machleg Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that he is yaitzim. The Gemara says that's only if hoyelabanim benochi yuso, he was a nochri, because a nochri yeshlo yachas, the children are related to him. But if hoyelabanim be also eved kanaini, and then he's nishtachre, then he's not yaitze with the children that he had, biyosa eved k'nani, because eved ain't lo yachas. So the eved ain't lo yachas is both with respect to the children and not misyachas after him, and with respect to tvisas ishus, that there's no ishus.
How do you know there's ishus by Dachrim?
How do you know? The Gemara later in Sanhedrin says, v'dobe b'ishto v'lo ishus chavero. So the Gemara says, you see that there's an institution of ishus, then you have the pasuk, in the beginning of Parshas Kisetz Lamacham Alei Becho, Risa B'Shivya Eishes Yefas Toyer. What is the Eishes? Should say Risa B'Shivya Yefas Toyer. So the Gemara Eishes means Afilu Eishes Ish. Even if the Goyisha girl has a husband, there's a heter for the Jewish soldier to take her. The heter Yefas Toyer is Mater Nochris. She didn't convert. It's a discussion later in Tosfos in the second parak. Tosfos quotes the two opinions in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Gemara says that there's a difference by one, when a Jewish soldier takes a Yefas Toyar. So the Gemara says there's a difference between the Bir Rishayna and the Bir Shnia. So that's the question, what's Mutter in the Bir Rishayna and what's in the Bir Shnia? So one opinion is the Bir Rishayna is Mutter ben Achri Yusa, even if she doesn't convert. Bir Shnia is only Mutter after she'll convert. The other opinion is not. The Bir Rishayna is only Mutter after she'll convert, but you can force her to convert Bal Korcha. And the Bir Shnia is only Mutter if she'll convert Midaita. So if you only converted her Bal Korcha, then it'll only be Mutter Bir Rishayna. But the Gemara talks about the fact that you have a Heta here. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if a kohen? What if the soldier in the army is a kohen? So a kohen is not allowed to marry a gioris, even if she converted on her own. So here, a Jew is not allowed to marry a nochris. So if you have a Jewish soldier who wants to take a yefastoyar, your mater an iser, some kind of an iser, either an iser nochris, boal an nochris, or your mater the iser that the menatora, the gerus shouldn't be valid, because the gerus was balkorcha. So your mater, you makel to say, gerus balkorcha is good. So Gemara has a suffix in Kiddushin. Maybe a coin is also muta bifastor. Maybe the Torah is mater that as well. And then the Gemara said the Torah is mater, even if she's an eshes ish, she's married to a non-Jewish man. Eshes yefastor means even eshes ish. We know there is issues by Bnei Noach. It's not the same degree issues by Yisrael. We had then last week said, how does it say? So the Gemara later says, that by Yisrael you have three ways to make Kiddushin, either Kesef, Hishtar, or Bia. And by Bnei Noach there's only one way to make, only Ayidei Bia. So we know the issues is different. There's not by us, there's Erisin and there's Nisuin. Erisin is an Eshes Ish, Lobe Beis Abal, and Nisuin is an Eshes Ish Beis Abal. By Bnei Noach, there are no two stages. There is no such thing as Arusa. They don't have Erisin. The only thing they have is issues of Bia. And then that's the whole issues, a different kind of issues. So we assume that this Iser Boala ala Shivcha Knainis is an Iser deraisa. The Rambam has a Chiddush. He says that the whole Iser Shivcha Knainis is only midirabbanan. So it's not that the Eved Knaini has, it's not that the Eved Ibi has a heter. He's Mutta b'Shivcha Knainis. He's also Mutta Menatar b'Shivcha Knainis. Whole Iser was only an Iser derabbanan. So they never asked it by the Shivcha Knainis. Then the Rambam writes, while he in Hilchas Yisribia, when he quotes all these dinim, so the Rambam writes, while he oven zeh kal b'enecho, you shouldn't think that it's a light iser, it's only the rabbanon, that a Jewish girl shouldn't live with a Eved Knaini, or a Jewish man should live with a Shivcha Knainis. He says, no, he oven zeh kal b'enecho, shari unkel sager tergem, unkel is writes on the pasuk, masiyah kadesh, v'liyah kadesh, that it goes on Shivcha Knainis and Eved Knainis. So the Rambam holds that that's only an asmachta, that it's not true minatur. The whole din is only with the Rabbanim. The Rambam is very problematic. There's a Beferish Gemara in the end of Temura, where the Gemara said Beferish has special hetah for Eved Ivri, and not for the case of Eved Ivri. It's an Issa Deraisa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So you have to stand on your head to figure out how the Rambam is going to read that Gemara. But the Pashtus Tesis assumes, Pashtus, we assume, the Targum Unkelis is always writing Pshuto Shal Mikra. He's not writing Dinam de Rabbanim. We don't usually assume like that, Rambam. We assume that that's an Issa Deraisa. There is a question whether Habola Pnuya, is that an Issa Deraisa or an Issa de Rabbanim? Habola Pnuya, if she's a Nida, that's an Issa Koris Deraisa. If she's not a Nida, is that an Issa Deraisa or an Issa de Rabbanim? So Rashi writes in Brochus, in one place, Rashi writes that there were goizim at the Rabbanon, al Yichud Pnuya, so included in Yichud Pnuya is the Issa Boala Pnuya. And the Rambam writes, not so, Boala Pnuya is an Issa deraisa of Lasiya Kadesha. The Rambam just says there's no Malkus unless the Pshutu Shal Mikra is Kadesha, the woman is a professional prostitute, Mufkeris and Muzumanis Liznus. So if someone is Boala Kadesha, really Kadesha, then he'll take it Biloike. Someone is boa bias nus pane habola pnuya. That'll be an isa deraisa, but that'll only be a chatzi shir. So the Rambam says that you won't be loike. It'll be an isa deraisa, but you won't be loike. And Rashi holds that it's only an isa derabbanan. So that's the question: how do these two compare? The Rambam holds that boa la pnuya is an isa deraisa, but living with the shivcha knainis is only an isa derabbanan. Why? It's always b'li kiddushin. It's always b'li kiddushin. And Rashi holds that Bola Pnuya is only Issa Derabbanan, but Rashi holds that Bola Shivcha Knainis is an Issa Deraisa. Shouldn't it be the same thing? Shivcha Knainis, Eved Knaini, there's no Tvisis Kedushin, so it's always going to be Panaha Bola Pnuya. So it's always going to be a Biaznus. According to Rashi, Biaznus is only Derabbanan. It's included in Yichud Pnuya. They asked Yichud Pnuya means Shem, Yavoleh is only Derabbanan. So Akan Rashi hold that the Issa Shivcha Knainis is deraisa, And the Rambam is faked from Rashi. The Rambam is just the opposite. The Shivchak Tan is only the Rabbanon. But Habal Apni is an Issa Derais. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Mokum Lachalik in either direction. One can say that, like Rashi, Habal Apni is only an Issa de Rabbanon because theoretically he could have had Tfisis Kiddush. He didn't bother to. So he didn't fulfill the mitzvah Kiyikach Ishisha. The mitzvah to get married before you live with a woman. So he didn't fulfill a mitzvah, but it's not an avera deraisa. But if it's a shivcha knainis or an ebek knaini, with zen kiddush and topsen, so that's mochamer. Even if he wanted to, you couldn't have had tfisis kiddush. So Rashi holds in that direction. That's why bala shivcha knainis, ebek knaini, that's a deraisa, and pare habala pnei is only an isa derabonim. And the Rambam holds the reverse, that the only time there's an isa deraisa is bala pnuya. Pare habala pnuya is an isa deraisa because he had a brera. He could have been Mekadosher, and he didn't. So that's why he's over and over. She's a Shibcha Knainis, Deva Knaini. Even if he wanted to, you couldn't have been Mekadosher. So how can you fault me? What did I do? I couldn't have had Tfisis Kiddushin. So that's why the Rambam thinks that it's only the Rabban. Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam in Akotze al Akotze, which is Mohammed, the Pone Habo al Apnuya, or the Yisus Deva Knaini and the Shibcha Knainis. Anyway, so the simple reading of the Gemara is not, simple reading of the Gemara, the end of Tamur is not like the Rambam. The Fair is not like the Rambam. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Issa Shivcha Knainis is an Issa Deraisa, and it's a special heter by the Eved Ivri. So Tosis says, so how can they maintain, how can Tosis maintain the Shita, that by Eved Ivri there's no Kinyan Issa at all, but the fact that he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis does not show that there's a Kinyan Issa. There's an institution of an Eved Ivri that's relevant for Issa B'Heta. It changes the din that he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. So Tosis gives an answer. Tosin Yevamis on the Ayinam base. Tosin gives a very difficult answer. Tosin says we have a pasuk that when you set the Eved Ivri free after Sheish, you have to give him Ha'anoka, Hanik Tanik Lam Mitzanucham Megarnucham Yikvecha. And the pasuk says, why should you give him Ha'anoka out of expression of gratitude that he worked for you all the 6 years? Ki Mishnas Chasocher Abba. Mishnah means double. What do you mean double? So Tosin says one pshat. Tosin in Shabbos says one pshat that the average laborer in the days of the Gemara would sign a 3-year contract. And the Eved Ivri works for 6 years, so he worked twice as long as the average poel. And they say, based on the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara tells a story. Somebody left his wife and his family for 6 to go to the Galil, and he worked there, and after the 6 years, then he went back home. After 3 years, he went back home. So you see, the Bizmana Gemara, the average contract would be to work for 3 years. That's what the some Rishonim say. It says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avarim le'avarim le'avarim. A person is not allowed to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Ali mamish ki yom ha'chicha. B'nim kaloch, if he has no way to make ends meet, then he sells himself. But normally, it says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avarim le'idarshan le'avarim le'avarim. You're not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. So there is one opinion in the Rishonim. So how is it mutter to take a job? Everyone should be self-employed. Whenever you take a job by someone else, it's a violation. So the answer is no. Up until 3 years, that's called a poil. But to sign a contract for more than 3 years, one opinion is that that's already an isa. That's a violation. That's not the generally accepted opinion because it was very common to sign a 5-year contract. So that's what other Rishonim say. No, up until 6 years is a poil. 6 years or more, that's already an evid. So you shouldn't sign a contract for 6 years or more. That's also. So that's why it was common to sign a 5-year contract. Anything less than 6 years is mutter. The Pashtus is, the Vilna Gaon says, the Pashtus is, the whole thing is mutter. Because the Gemara says, Kili ben Yisrael la'avarim, la'avarim, la'avarim. Therefore, if a person is employed by someone else, he can always quit in the middle of the job. Poel chose about fila b'emtza yom. Why? If the din would have been that once the poel made a kinyan with the employer, he's not allowed to quit. So then he's mamash and eved. So then everyone have to be self-employed. You wouldn't be able to work for anybody else. So because of Pearl Chosabah, feel the Be'em Sayon, the Pearl's allowed to quit, that's the Gemara, the first paragraph of Mitzvah. So therefore, there's never a violation of Kili Ben Yisrael Avarim unless you saw yourself as an eved. But if you just agree to work as an employee, that's not a violation. So that's the Pashtus. But the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the Chumra that you shouldn't sign a 6-year contract. 6 years or more is not allowed. So in Europe, it was a common, the Aruch HaShulchan writes over there, there was a common practice that when a rabbi would take a position, so sometimes they would point them for life. That was nice. At least in Europe, that was the common practice. They would point the rabbi, And it was understood that it's for life, and the diyun would be whether when he dies his son yarshins the rabbanan. So that we spoke that Abdenezer has many poskim have tshuvas about that. Abdenezer has an important tshuva. But in Western Europe, it was the common practice that they didn't appoint, in recent years, they didn't appoint in America. It wasn't so common years ago. Orthodox rabbis were not appointed for life. So some of them would sign a 3-year contract, some would sign a 5-year contract. No one would sign a 6-year contract. 6-year contract, that's a violation. Okay. So that's how the Tosfos learns. Mishnah means double. Double 3 years. A poel works for 3 years and the Abedivi works for 7 years. The Gemara has also, Mishnah means double. The Gemara has a different understanding of what is it a double. A normal laborer works by yom. A poel is oivet by yom. Oivet is rabba by yom. And Abedivi is oivet is rabba by yom or balayla. He works twice as up. What do you mean by yom or balayla? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Gemara says no. Oivet is rabba balayla. Rabba mosa lo shiv chaknan. The Odin has a right to insist that he should be with the Shivchat Nine is because he wants to have the Vladis. If he wants to have the Vladis. So Taisus is bothered with this kasha that they understood. Taisus understood from the Imar and Yavamah is the first up in Ha'orel that there's no Kinyan Issa by Eved Ivri. How can that be? But Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shivchat Nine. Normally an Issa deraisa if anybody else. Special hat of Eved Ivri. So you see that there is a Kinyan Issa. So Taisus says, no, that's not, doesn't indicate a Kinyan Issa. Since he does it in the line of duty, because he's meshubed, Mishnas Chasach, Ovid as Rabba Bayom Balailo, Rabba Mosolo Shivchaknan, the Odin has a right to insist he should be with the Shivchaknan in order to have Vladis. Let's say the Eved is an older person, he's 75 years old, the Eved Ivri, and then his Shivchaknan is going to be 65 years old. She's not going to have any children at the age of 65. Then Taisus holds that it's also to give him a Shivchaknan. Those hold that it's not permissible. That was the suffix that the Shah Melech raised when you're saying that. B'riv is mutter b'shivchakneinis. Is that only if Rabba Mosolo shivchakneinis because the Odin wants to have lotus, but on his own he's not allowed to take a shivchakneinis? So they say, no, B'riv is mutter b'shivchakneinis. So that's really explicitly a machlekes Tosfos in the Ramban. Tosfos holds that the heter only is in the line of duty. Don't you see that there's a kinyan iser that B'riv is mutter b'shivchakneinis? Tosfos says, no. That's in the line of duties, because the Odin wants to have Vladis. But if there's no issue of the Odin having Vladis, then it's Taka Osa B'Shivchak Ninus. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, no, Kol Zman is in Eved Ivri. He's Mutta B'Shivchak Ninus, that there is a Kenyan Issa.
So then, when you talk about the whole mission about the two Manzerim, it's not a real solution. The mission that you get, one way to marry a Manzerim is that you get them to marry a Shivchak Ninus and then the kids.
I marry my own Shivchak Ninus, yeah, because I want to have lotus. I buy myself a Shivchak Ninus. I'm a mamzer. I buy myself a Shivchak Ninus, and I live with her because I want to have lotus.
So
what's the heta?
Wait, you don't have to be an Eved Kanani. Aren't you an Eved Kanani? Aren't you an Eved Ivri when it happens? Isn't the whole heta to have a relationship with it when you're an Eved Ivri?
I thought the heta was. What's the heta?
Just like
I thought
you said,
I take myself a Shivchak Ninus.
You can only have relationships with her when you're an
Eved
Ivri yourself.
No, but if I'm a mamzer, then there's no iser. Mamzer is mutter b'shivchak nainis. Why is that so? Why is a mamzer mutter b'shivchak nainis? I think Tosfos says, the Rishonim say, because the love of shivchak nainis is based on the pasuk l'siyah kedesha, and the mamzer is kodesh v'yomed. He's born mikedesha, so he's born miznus. So if he's going to live with the shivchak nainis, he's not adding any more kedesha into his life. So if the mamzer will buy himself a shivchak nainis, I mean, he's mutter b'shivchak nainis. There was no issa to begin with. He's mutter b'shivchak nainis. The other way is questionable. Would you say that a mamzeris, let's say a woman a mamzeris, is she allowed to live with an eved kanani? Kodesh v'yomed. Yeah, Kodesh v'yomed, there's no Issa. According to the Torah, there's no Issa. But the Rambam writes, the only reason why you allow it over here, that the mamzer should live with the Shivchak Ninus, is because of Takonas Havlad. Because the child will be born, if I'm the mamzer, and I buy a Shivchak Ninus, and I live with the Shivcha, then the Vladis will be Avodim, and then I can feed them later on. So then when I'll feed them, they'll be kosher, regular Gerim. But if you have the reverse will be the woman is a mamzeres, she's going to marry and she'll live with an eved k'nayni. So then you're right, according to Tosfos, there's kodesh v'yomid, there's no violation of losi yekdesha, but there's not going to be any takonis of vlad, because the vladis will be mamzerin, because the mother's a mamzeres. If the father's a mamzer and the mother's a shivcha k'naynis, so the vladis are avodim. So whoever is an eved can't be a mamzer. Whoever is an ochri can't be a mamzer. You're only entitled to be a mamzer if you're Jewish. It's a title to be a mamzer. You have to be Jewish to be a mamzer. If you're an eved k'nayni, you can't be a mamzer. So if the mamzer lives with the shivcha, he buys the shivcha k'nayni, he lives with that, it's mutter, because kodesh v'yamin. So then there's going to be takonis avlad. So the Rambam writes, it's only mutter, this heter, that is kodesh v'yamin, we only allow it because of takonis avlad. So to be in the reverse, we wouldn't permit it. If the wife would be a mamzeres, should we would permit her to live with an eved k'nayni? Could be that the Issa would be Midr Rabbanan, because on the level of the Raisa we assume that it's Kodesh V'yomim, so there's no violation of the Siyah Kedesh. Could be it's only Midr Rabbanan. Could well be. The Gemara has a machloek satanoim. Yeah, I think we paskin that they're the same. The Divi Mocher Atzma is also Sheish, and he has Hanoke, and he's Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis. One Tana disagrees, says all the dinim don't care, most of the dinim don't carry over. I think we assume that the dinim do carry over. He's Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis, and he gets Hanoke, and there is a din of Sheish. Yeah. So this Tosfos is a very strange Tosfos. Tosfos says the heter that the Eved K'nayni, the heter that the Eved Ivri has, that is Mutter B'Shivcha K'nainis, it does not indicate that there's a kinyan. It's rather because it's in the line of duty. So what do you mean line of duty? What if the Yodim wants him to be Michal Shabbos? What if he's a wine taster? The Yodim wants him to taste the Yayin Esach? Stam Yenim, will you permit everything? He should cook. The Yodim wants him to cook Basel B'Cholov. You're not allowed to cook Basel B'Cholov. You're not allowed to do Yisurei Torah. So why is it Mutter all of a sudden over here? The Yodim wants him to have Lodas. There's Mutter B'Shiv Chakanis and Lodas. It's very difficult. So Yosef Engel has in the Ha'oris on the Avne Miluim, that's called Chais and Yosef, he gives a suggestion on the Tosfos. He says the whole prohibition not to be with the Shivcha K'nayinis is based on the Pasuk L'Asiyah K'desha, so that's only also if you do it Derech Hefkeiros. But since it's done under the auspices of the Yodin demands of him that he should do it, that's not considered Derech Hefkeiros. But to be Mechal Shabbos is an Issa Shabbos, or to be to cook Basa B'Cholim is an Issa Basa B'Cholim, that's an Issa B'Fnei Atzmai. But the whole Issa not to be with the Shivcha K'nayin is only L'Asiyah K'desha, not to do a Maisa Hefkeiros. So under these circumstances, the Torah says that's not called a Hefkeiros.
Is that in the same tshuva you're saying about like if someone like in college has a girlfriend every year or something? Is that what you're saying? Was tshuva that it's not like their Hefkeiros?
No, that's Reb Shlomo Kluger has that in the tshuva. So Elof L'Chol Shlomo. So he says that if the girl is very makbid, one year she has one boyfriend, next year she has a different boyfriend. So that, according to the Rambam, that's not called mufkeres mizamenes lizness. So that would be an isa, but there wouldn't be any malchus. But if every week she has a different boyfriend, so that's mufkeres mizamenes lizness. That's the real isa of l'asiyah k'desha. Yeah. So that was an important machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. Yeah, where is Ramban that the Ramban learns pshat and Gemara kiddushin like that? The Gemara asks in kiddushin. The Gemara quotes a brisa. How do you free an eved ivri? So the brisa says ayde shtar. So the Gemara asks on the brisa, lama le shtara? Why is it necessary for the Odin to write a shtar shichra to free the eved ivri? Lemele bape trezil. Let him just say he's moichel the eved ivri. Let him just say in the presence of two witnesses, moichel the eved ivri. The eved ivri will go free. So the Gemara answers, Zosa Meris, and the fact that the Brisa insists that you require a Shtar Shichur, and you can't just be Meichel him, Zosa Meris, Abedibi Gufa Kone. So Tosfos learns what does mean Gufa Kone. It doesn't just mean that there's a Shibud, that the Eved is Meshubit to service the Odon for the next 6 years. If it would have only been a Shibud, then the Odon would have been able to be Meichel him. No, Abedibi Gufa Kone, I own the Abedibi, I don't own him the same as an Eved K'nayni. I own him like Dekalipiris. I don't own the Gami Kishori Vachamori. I own him like Dekalipiris. I own the Eved Ivri with respect to the fact that he has to do work for me. But since it's Gufa Kone, it's a Bien, so there's no Mechila on a Bien. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. And the Ramban learns Pshat differently. As if there would be Mechila Nebi'en. The fact that there's a Kinyan Moment doesn't bother the Ramban. Sounds like there is Mechila Nebi'en if you're Muchzik. Let's say I say, I'm Mechal my jacket to you. How can I be Mechal my jacket? You don't have it. But if you're holding on to the jacket, that's what the Mishlam Melech raises such a question based on the Shainus and the Rama. Maybe Mechila would work at the end if it's Bushus of the other person. Very strange that Pashtus is Mechila and he works on Schusim and on Shibudim. Shouldn't work on a bien. But that's what the Ramban sounds like he understood like that. Mechila does work on a bien. But he just says Mechila doesn't work on the Kinyan Issa. So that's what the Gemara's answer is. Also, Meir is Abediba Gufukana. There's an addition to the Kinyan Mammon, there's a Kinyan Issa as well. So that's a famous Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. If you want to read all about it, you read it in the Tshuvos of the Avnei Miluim, where he talks about Kinyan Mammon and Kinyan Issa. He made these concepts popular. Okay, that's what we left out.
Is Zevkanani considered Muchzak on himself?
With respect to some dinim, we sometimes consider an Eved Muchzak on himself, yeah. There are Gemaras and Kiddushin where we sometimes consider him Muchzak on himself, yeah. Yeah, when is it considered the Trilas din? When is it considered the beginning of a din Torah? L'maynaf kemina. Where do you have a halacha of? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, in the first parak in Shabbos, that if you didn't daven mincha yet, you're not allowed to start a din Torah. If you didn't daven mincha yet, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Because in the days of Gemara, haircut took forever. Today you have 10 people waiting in the barbershops. They can't take more than 15 minutes because the other people are waiting online. Days of the Tanoim somehow took forever. So you're not allowed to take a haircut. They made a din. You're not allowed to take a haircut if you didn't daven mincha yet in the afternoon. I think it's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch that Bizman Hazet doesn't take as long as it did. We assume it didn't change, but there are those who want to be Mekel. Because a different kind of haircut. They only answered that kind of haircut, they never answered this kind of haircut. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to start a Din Torah in the afternoon if you didn't daven Mincha yet, because the Din Torah may take forever, so you may forget to daven Mincha. However, in Mishchilu, Aim Apsikin. If you started, then you're finished. Same thing, you're not allowed to start a meal, but in Mishchila, Aim Apsikin, if you think you're going to have time, if you're not going to have time to daven Mincha, of course you have to stop there. Before Shkia, you have to stop and daven Mincha. But if you think there's going to be plenty of time, so then in Mishchila, Aim Apsikin. So what's called Hishchila by a meal? So I think the Gemara said, if you wash until the Sadaim, so that's called Hishchila, Aim Apsikin. What is it called? Chilas Adin Torah. So when is it considered the beginning of a din Torah, but to get to that din, Mischila Eim Apsikin? So the Gemara says, when the Dayanim did Atifa, when they put on their hats, why do they have to have Atifa? At a Kovet Ashchina, we assume Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel, that's tomorrow Shir Shoyom, Tuesday. Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel, that the Shchina will always be present to help the Dayanim Paskin that they should make a mistake. We assume it's not only Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel when you have a Bezdin, there's a Hashuvas Hashchina by a Bezdin, like this Gemara in Shabbos, the end of the first parak. We assume it's true. Whenever, honest to goodness, Tamin Chachamin Paskin Hashaila, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Sod Hashem Leireyov, Evriso Lohodiyam, that the reason why a Psak of a Tamin Chacham is binding him is because we assume that he didn't make a mistake. Why do you have the right to assume he didn't make a mistake? Human beings are all fallible. Everybody can make a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes. The answer is because so Hashem Leireh. We assume that usually if the Dayan is knowledgeable, the Dayan is not so learned, then you have no right to assume he's not making a mistake. But even if he is learned, he can make a mistake. We assume that if he has Yerush Shamayim, so Hashem Leireh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a Siyata Dishmaya that he shouldn't make a mistake. Sometimes they will make a mistake. He won't always have the Siyata Dishmaya. You have in the Torah, there's an institution of Par Halam Dovashot Tzibur. So on the books, maybe it never happened, but on the books, it's written that there's a possibility that all 71 members of the Sanhedrin Doyle will make a mistake and Matar and Issa Kores. The din of Par Halam Dovashot Tzibur only applies if they all made the mistake. The Gemara says, if there are 100 members of the Bez Nagol, that we don't understand, how is there ever 100 members, either 70 or 71? How do you have 100 members? Because that's the Loshon HaGemara, the first Perek in Hayris. Afilu Meyo Shiyoshu, even if there are 100, means 71 Dayanim with the 29 Talmid. Okay, so you only chayiv to bring Par Halam Dovashot Tzibur if all 100 made the mistake. If there was if it wasn't a unanimous vote, then they're not chayiv to bring Par Halam Dovashot Tzibur. So you see that officially on the books, such a thing is possible. It could be that it never happened. The Gemara never records whether Lamaisa had ever happened. Like we have, the Gemara says, one Tana claims that there never was and never will be a Hirani Dachas. One says there never was and never will be a Ben Saramur. One says there never was and never will be a Bais HaManuga. Okay, so maybe there never was. Maybe there never was such a thing. Maybe it never happened. But on the books, officially, it can happen. That the whole Bez Nagodl can make a mistake. So the Gemara says, when is it called Hischila? When is what's called Haschola Sadin, if they started it in Torah? When they do Atifa, that's already considered the beginning of the Din Torah, so then they can complete the Din Torah and Davin Minchale. Unless they say there's not going to be enough time. It's only 10 minutes before the Shkia. So of course, they have to Davin Mincha first. Yeah, but on our daf, on Vavam Ebeis, the Gemara is discussing when is it considered the beginning of the Din Torah? Not when you get to the Dinim de Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to start a Din Torah if you didn't Davin Mincha yet. That's a Din de Rabbanon, like Zera. When is it considered the beginning of the Din Torah when you get to Dinim de Raisa? What Dinim de Raisa depend on the beginning of the Din Torah. So one time is of the opinion, if you didn't start the Din Torah yet, then the Dayan is permitted to jest the Pshara. Once he started the Din Torah, then he's not allowed to suggest a pshar. Not allowed to suggest a pshar. It's only muta before the Din Torah begins. The other Tana says, no, up until Gemar Din. What does that mean, Gemar Din? So Taisis has two pshatim. Gemara says, Hechidami Gemar Din. Hechidami Gemar Din is three lines from the bottom of Daf Vov on the base. Gemara says, Amrav Yudah Marav, Yish Ploni Atachai, Yish Ploni Atazakai. So one pshat in Taisis is, that is the Gemar Din. After the Gemar Din, you can't make, it's not permissible to suggest a pshara. But up until the Gemar Din, it is permissible. The other pshat in Taisvis and Bava Kama, there are 2 days in Taisvis and Bava Kama. Gemar and Bava Kama, Perek Merubis says, Gemar is talking, and the context there is very different from here. Gemar says, it's only called the Gemar Din if they say tenloy. If you say, ish ploni atachayv, that's not enough. You have to say tenloy. So it doesn't contradict our Gemar. Our Gemar says, ish ploni atazake, ish ploni atachayv. So one opinion in Tosis was that Tzei Tenloi is not called a Gemar Din. That Gemar never said that. That's the definition of a Gemar Din. You have a Gemar Din, Ish Ploni Atazak, Ish Ploni Atachayev. And if Bez Nadzan, they don't have to add on, if the Bez Nadzan say Tenloi, you better pay, since there is a Din of Hefke Bezna Hefke, Bezna can declare that the jacket on my back belongs to you, if they want to. They have the power to declare that. So Bezin says, say tenlo is considered as if the tashlomen already took place. If you just say he's planning after zakh, he's planning after chayv, that's a gemar din. They tell you what the maskon is, masa matn is, that's the gemar din. But if they add on, not only that, he's planning after chayv, they say tenlo as considered as if they already did a tashlomen. So the two gemaras don't really contradict each other. Our gemara says, what's a gemar din? That gemara means what's called a tashlomen. Because the gemara has it there in the context of the halacha of Abdallah Dehei. A ganef pays kefil, a gazlan does not pay kefil. And sometimes a ganef not only pays kefil, sometimes he pays dalad Dehei, an additional two or three over and above the kefil. The kefil is the keren, his one. So let's say he steals a behemoth that's worth $1,000. Now if he stole it like Degeneva and it dies or whatever, he loses it, then he has to pay back $2,000. $1,000 keren, $1,000 kefil. And then if he shechts tavuch machar, if he shechts it, not only does he pay $2,000, he pays an additional $2,000. That's dalid. If it's chamisha boker shan tachas hashar, v'arba tzon tachas hasen. So the dalid v'hei includes the keren with the kefil and everything. So the Gemara there has a discussion, is there a din of chamisha boker below chamisha chatzoi boker? That there's no such thing as chatzoi boker. So it's a discussion in the Gemara. Like, so then Tosis has two pshatim, how to read that Gemara. What is that chisaron of chamisha chatzoi bakar? It's a din Bezin has the right to make a Gemara din on chatzoi bakar, or it's a din in the tashlumen. There's no such thing as a tashlumen of chatzoi bakar. Bezin can make a Gemara din on chatzoi bakar. It's a din tashlumen. Can't have tashlumen chatzoi bakar. So Tosis has one. It's a big fat Tosis there in Perek Meruba. So one opinion in Tosis is Gemara says, if the Bezin said, say tenloy, then there's no problem of chatzoi bakar while the father was still alive. The guy stole the shevaseh from his father, and he shechted it, and the Bezin said, ish ploni atachayev, the son has to pay the father chamisha bakar, and say tenloy. So once Bezin said, say tenloy, even though the father dies. And now the son who stole the animal from his father, the shavu said from the father, he shares in the Yerusha, so he's not going to pay Hamisha Boker, he's only going to pay one half or one third or one quarter or one fifth, whatever, he's going to share with the brothers. So his own share he doesn't have to pay to himself. So the Gemara says, if the Bez normally said Ishplani Atachayev, there would still be a problem of Chamisha Chatzai Boker. But once the Bez said say ten loy, so there isn't any longer a problem of Chatzai Boker. So Tosis has one pshat that Chatzai Boker is a problem in the Tashlumen. And when the Bezin said say ten loy, that's considered Tashlumen. But when the Bezin says Ishplani Atachayev, that's a Gmardin. That's considered a Gmardin. The other day is no. If Kozman Bezin doesn't say ten loy, that's not called a Gmardin. When you say Ishplani Atachayev, that's not yet a Gmardin. I said, what does that Gemara say? Hechidami Gmardin Ishplani Atachayev. No. So Tosis says pshat. If the Bezin went so far into the Din Torah that the holding mamish by the end, the only thing that's missing is that they didn't yet say Ishplani Atachayev. The whole discussion is over. The whole Masa Matan is over. So that's what it means. Nigmar Din, Yatara Shoil of Tzoya. If the holding so close to Nigmar Din, then you have no right to recommend the Pshara, because that will be a Pshara Betos. If the party who's going to win, if he would have known that he was going to win all the money, he would never have agreed to the Pshara, so that's indecent on the part of the Dayanim to recommend that you go for Pshara. So Tosis has two pshat, and Tosis on the daf has two pshat. The Gemara says Nigmar Din, Yatara Shoil of Tzoya doesn't mean literally Nigmar Din, you have to Gmar Din. Or does it mean, no, when they're so close to the Gmar Din, they're holding mamish very close to the Gmar Din. So that was one opinion. The Gmar Din Yatara Shoil of Tzoya, with the two pshat and Tosis. And the other opinion in the Gitanoim was, no, not only Nigmar Din. If you listen to the two parties, and you have a general inkling of what direction the psak should go, I know he's going to have to pay, I don't know exactly how much, but he's going to have to pay, you know, the general direction. That's called the Hascholas HaDin Torah. So one Tana disagreed, and he says, not only Digmar Dini Yatara Sholev Tzoya, the Dayan is not, one Tana said, Rav Loza ben Hashab Yesaglid, he said, the Dayan is never allowed to suggest a Pshar. Others can suggest. Aaron HaKoyim, they didn't come to Aaron for a Din Torah, they used to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Aaron is allowed to suggest a pshara, but Moshe Rabbeinu is never allowed to suggest a pshara if they came for a written. They came to him for a din term. So the second opinion was, no, even Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to if he didn't begin the din term yet. If he, what it mean didn't begin yet? Hascholas ha-din term for these purposes, not for the purposes of eating a meal before of having a din term before he daven mincha. There it's when the dayanim do atifa, that's called hascholah. But here, for our purposes, Hascholas HaDin Torah means Mishetishma Devem HaTeyodel HaHechan HaDin Noita. Then the Gemara says, another Tana says the same Shir is relevant but again to another Din, namely Lo Sogura Mipnei Yish. That if Balidinim come for a Din Torah, and I say, these are tough people, I'll Paskin in his favor, the other guy is going to kill me, the other guy is never going to talk to me again. So I can say, if I didn't agree to do the din Torah, I can say, I have no time, please go to someone else, I have no time for this. But if you already started listening to the case and you know what general direction the psak is going to have to go, that's considered Hascholas HaDin Torah, then the din of Lo Sagura Mipnei Yish sets in. So the Gemara quotes these two brises. You have the same shear for both dinim. That's called Hascholas HaDin Torah. Then one Tana says you're not allowed to, the Dayan is not allowed to suggest the Pshara. And the other Brisa quotes a different Tana who says that's called Hascholas HaDin Torah, that the Din of Lo Sagura Mipnei Yish sets it. Because man, you didn't begin a Din Torah. So the Din of Lo Sagura Mipnei Yish doesn't apply. Yeah, then the Gemara had a whole series of interpretations on the Pasuk of where is that pasuk? Batzei berach niyetz Hashem. Says it's in Tehillim chapter Yud. Yeah, Batzei berach niyetz Hashem. So one pshat in the Gemara was the first. Rabbi Loza ben Hashab Yisag Lili. He's very strict. He says a dayan is never allowed to suggest they should have a pshara. Never allowed to suggest they should have a pshara. Batzei berach, one who praises the dayan, who recommended that they should have a bitzua, they should have a pshara niyetz Hashem. That's a chil Hashem, because when you come to a dayan, he's supposed to pass kandina Torah. You're not supposed to You're not supposed to consider it more ethical to go for a pshara. It'll be more peaceful, so someone who's not a dayan should recommend. Aaron can recommend it, but the dayan is never allowed to recommend. So that was the first interpretation that the Gemara gave. But what Seh Berach, one who praises the dayan who recommends a pshara, is near Hashem. That's a chil Hashem, because whatever the Torah says, that's what is considered yoshem. Next time the disagree says, no, there's nothing wrong with recommending a pshara. A dayan is allowed to recommend a pshara. So what does it mean? But Seh Berach, one who Kein ochas called batzea betza. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Batzea betza means a ganav who robs people. So batzea berach, the ganav who steals, and he says a bracha. The ganav steals grain. Harayshu goes a so shachitim. He steals a whole sack full of grain, and he grinds it up and he makes wheat out of it, and then he makes chalas out of it, and then he says a bracha on afrosh haschala. Ain't a mevarach alamanais, because the Gemara says in Baba Kama it's a mitzvah baba aver. It's a mitzvah baba aver. So Tosfos says, strictly speaking, it's not really a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Well, the Gemara there in Bava Kama, the Gemara quotes this in Perek HaGoizel, in the context here it says, Bava Kama daf tzadik dalet omed aleph. So there, Bava Kama tzadik dalet, the Gemara has a machloike satanoim, whether shinu kaina, shinu is not kaina. But yes, it's such a devil poshut, of course shinu is kaina. This Mishnah is like that. A ganav stole something and then he made a shinu. It's going to be a daimah, shinu in a mela, and it's not the same cheftz. It's not in the same state that it was at the time that he stole it. So he passed on that shinu is kind of. The Gemara says it's really a machlekes b'sham and b'silu. The original machlekes is not by ganav, it's rather by estan zayin mechir kelev. And the Mishnah in Tmura, where the sugi has the din of estan zayin mechir kelev. So the Mishnah has that shayla. Someone was with a zayna, and then he gave her grapes, and she squeezed it out, and she made wine. She wants to bring the wine as nisuch on the mizbech. Or he gave her a sack of grain, and she grinds it up, and she makes flour. She wants to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban mincha. Yeah, she knows she's doing something wrong, so she wants a kapara. My father told me that whenever you build a new shul, or you have an annex or something, so usually the local Jewish prostitute will want to give a major donation because they feel that they need a kapar. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes this, that when you're building a Beis HaKnesses, just like in Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to take Estan Zayna, so in a Beis HaKnesses also, you shouldn't take any donations. Even though, strictly speaking, what the guy, the prostitute, the man paid her this money? No, he paid it by check, probably. He paid it by check, and she deposited the check in her bank, and she's had different checks. It's not the same. Not the same thing, and strictly speaking, it's not Esna Zaina. But still, the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't take any donations from the prostitutes when you're building a Beis HaKnesses.
Is this just Esna Zaina, or would it be any like shady businessmen also?
Also, it's not right. Because it's such a big bizoyan, many years ago, someone gave a major donation to Yeshiva, and then he has name on the first floor, on the wall, on the first floor and first hall. And then he gave money to Jewish Theological Seminary, also a significant donation. And then he had the OPM, other people's money. That was the name of his company. Then he was caught by the federal government as a scandalous, aganef. So they made the yeshiva and the Jewish Theological Seminary give the money back, because the money was all stolen money. So the yeshiva had to take the guy's name down from the bulletin board. Such a chilasha. They didn't know. At the time that they gave the money, they thought that he was a holy tzaddik. He was giving money to all the Jewish institutions. If you know he does shady business, you shouldn't take money from him. Avada. They say that Rav Baruch Be'er once went to ask Rav Chaim. Rav Yanke Kamenetsky told over this story. He said he learned from Rav Baruch Be'er, and someone wanted to give him a donation. The fellow was not a Shem Shabbos. So some of his money he earned by being a Machal Shabbos. So Rav Baruch Be'er had a sofik. Is he allowed to take the donation for the yeshiva? Because the guy works on Shabbos. Most of the money he earned the other 6 days a week. So Rav Yan Kamenetsky said that when Rav Baruch Be'er came back to the yeshiva, he said that Rav Chaim told him, there's a pasuk in Koheles, I think, Al tihit tzadik kalbi v'al tirsha harbe. So Rav Chaim told him that pasuk. And then he said, take the money. Al tihit tzadik harbe. So then Rav Baruch Be'er added on. And when Rav Chaim said it, he waved his finger. Al tihit tzadik kalbi v'al tirsha harbe. It was the same degree angle in this direction and that direction. So he understood that it's the same degree of error. Alti Yitzadik Harbi is the same degree of error as Al-Tirsha Harbi, because Rav Chaim's finger was in the same degree. He was always medayik everything, Rav Chaim. Yeah. So if a guy's Machal Shabbos, most of the money he makes on the weekdays, he doesn't make on Shabbos. He's not necessarily giving you the money that he earned on Shabbos. But if a guy does Genevis, and we know that all of his money, much of his money is Gigamet, he talking shouldn't take it. Yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara there quotes this Bryce in the context of that discussion about Shinu Kainan. So the Gemara says the original Machlok of Shinu Kainan is Beishamai Bisil with respect to Esnan Zayna, because it says, so Beishamai say Gam is a ribuy. So Gam the Rabbi Shinu Yayim. Even if he gave her grapes and she squeezed it out, she made wine. Or he gave her grain and she ground it up and she made flour out of it. Even though there's a Shinu, he said Beishamai hold that is possible. And we don't pass like Beishamai, we pass like Beisilu, because it says Gam Shnehem. So the word hem, the two last two letters, hem, veloshini yem. What do you do with the word gam? So the Gemara says, gam the basil lakasha. It's a good kasha. What a basil, according to basil, what they darshan from the word gam is usually, gam is a reboot. So the shama we know. But we pass like basil that hem veloshini yem. The last two letters of the word, shinu yehem, gam shnehem. Gam shnehem. The hem means hem veloshini yem. So the Gemara says, L'chora, that is the machloikus, whether that's the issue, whether Shini Kaina or not. It's not a shayla. Shini Kaina is not a local shayla just in Hilchas Ganovin. It's a shayla called a Tarakulo. The Gemara applies it to Hafrosha's Reishas Hages. If the farmer cuts off enough wool from enough animals, he has to have a minimum of five animals, he has to weigh a certain amount, the wool has to weigh a certain minimum amount of wool, then he's mechuyev to give reishis hages. So what if he shears off the wool from one animal and he dyes it a different color before he cuts off the wool from the second animal? Then he dyes that a different color before he cuts off. So they were never nitzar for yachad. He never had at one time from wool of five sheep enough wool to be chayv in reishis hages. Each time he dyed the wool before it had a chance to be nitzar. So that's a machlekes. The Gemara says b'sham and b'sil. If you hold shinu kaina means shinu is panim chadash ba'ol lekan. So he doesn't have the mitzvah of Reishis Hages, because it's not the original wool. It's considered something new. Panam Chadosh is Ba'olikan. So the Gemara quotes this price that if the Ganif steals Sosh al Chitim, who's speaking? Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer was from the Beishamai. Reb Lezer Shamute, he was from the Beishamai. So Beishamai don't believe in Shini Kaina. So it makes good sense why Reb Lezer says, if the feather steals a sack of grain and he grinds it up and he kneads it with the water, he makes dough, that Beishamai hol shinu is not kaina. So it's going to be a mitzvah baba there. So then the Gemara says, nah, you can really say maybe even shinu kaina, but mitzvah baba there is still a psul. So Tai says, what do you mean? But there are beferish Gemara and sukkah, that whenever shinu kaina, it's panim chadoshes, there is no mitzvah baba there. So Tosis comes up with the chiddush that's quoted l'alocha in Shulchan Aruch, bracha shiny, that you shouldn't say the bracha, even though you yotze the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah baba avera and a stolen item that you were kind of either shino the mitzvah, you are yotze, but we don't permit you to say a bracha on that mitzvah. So that's what that's why this Tana Reb Lezer comments on them. But say a berach when the ganim says a bracha, that's niyatz Hashem. That's not proper that he should say a bracha. Yeah. Tosis over here has a little, an innocent little Tosis. Tchona Rafo. Tosis has a kasha. When is one mafrish challah? Normally a mafrish challah right after Nesinus HaMayim. When you mix the flour with the water before you bake it. You don't wait till after you bake it. So why does the Braisa give a case? The fellow is a ganav. So Ben Adam Machavero, he does improper actions. But Ben Adam Machavero sounds like he's very ultra-orthodox. He's just that he's a ganav. That's what he does for a living. He's a ganav. But he's an orthodox person. So why does he wait to be mafish challah till after he bakes it? He's supposed to be mafish challah right after Nesinus HaMayim. So Tosis alludes to the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Rabbeinu Tam has a sheet that's quoted in Tosis and Brochas and in Tosis and Psochim. It's both benegiah to chi of challah as well as benegiah to hamoitzi lechem and ha'oretz. You only say hamoitzi if it's lechem, and you only have a chi of challah if it's lechem. Hoya bacholchem ilechem ha'oretz. Has to be lechem. So how do you make lechem? So the Gemara points out in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah lists off all of the 39 Avos Melachos. The Gemara said the first 13 I sidur the pas. That's how you bake bread. That's how you bake bread, yeah. So the Shah says, how much of that do you need? How much of the sidur the pas do you need in order to be considered lechem? So the Rabbin and Tam holds, if you have a blila ovo, even if you do bishul, it's called lechem. Or if you have a blila rako, it's a batter, but then you do an afiyah, it's called lechem. Either lisha or afiyah. We'll give it a shem lechem. And the Ramban disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Ramban. Shach recommends you should be choshish for the Rabbein Tam, but mikredim, we don't really pasken like the Rabbein Tam. That everything really depends on baking. If you're going to bake it, even if it had a blila rako or blila ova, it doesn't get a shem lechem until after you bake it. So how come you mafresh challah in advance? Because it's going to be al shem sofa. Going to be mehoi b'cholcham lechem arutz. You plan to make it into lechem. So if you plan to do an afiyah on it, then it's considered lechem. That is considered lechem. What do you have? Donuts. Donuts. There's a blila ova. I'm not sure. Donuts. Is there a blila ova? You got to find out. I think there may be a blila ova. I don't know. Because donuts, if you dip them into hot drink, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Yeah, I don't know. So it's not the same as a bagel. Donuts have a bishul. They don't have an afiyah. They have a bishul.
In oil,
right. So that's, if it's like they mashke, if you have, it's cooked in a mashke, then it's called the bishul, it's not called an afiyah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens whenever you're going to do a bishul on it to make it roi l'achila, that's not hamoitzi, and that's not going to be chayv and challah. That's not called lechem. And even if you eat a ton of it, if you have cake that's going to have an afiyah, so cake is a snack. People eat cake as a nash. So cake is usually bar minim zenit. But if you eat enough of it, or you eat it together with a whole filling meal. So then it becomes, that's called pas habobikisnin. So then if you kaveh sud, it becomes hamoitzi, and you always chayv and chal on that. But this, if you're not going to have enough fear, the donuts, you can eat 10,000 donuts, and you're not going to be chayv and chal, and you're not going to become hamoitzi, because it just doesn't have a din lechem. Pas habobikisnin is a subcategory of lechem. It's pas is lechem, but it's pas habobikisnin. So then sometimes you do wash and say amoitzi, sometimes you don't wash and don't say amoitzi. But if it has a bishul and it didn't have an afiyah, then it's not called lechem at all, then it's not chayv and chal. So that's what the Rabbein Tam says. The reason why the Braisa quotes Rabbi Leizer saying, shetchonav afov hifnish menachala, he baked it, and that means mafresh chala, because we're talking that it had a blila rako. So if you did a blila rako, there's no lisha, so it only becomes chayv and chala after you do the afim. But if you do a blila ovo, then it's chayv and chala right away, because it has a shem lechem right away. That's the Rabbein Tam. So it's a beautiful Rabbein Tam. We happen not to paskin like that, Shulchan Aruch. Famous Rabbein Tam, people have never looked in Shulchan Aruch. They just know Gemara with Taisus. They don't know the Ramban. So they're going to think, according to Rabbein Tam, if you have a blila ova, you do a bishul, it's chayv and chala. We happen not to paskin like this, Rabbein Tam. So the kasha is a good kasha. Why does it say, tchona v'afor v'hifish men achala? Obviously, the ganef not only is in violation of Bein Orm Lachaveirum, he doesn't do the Bein Adam Lamakim so well either. Okay, he should have been mafresh the challah before he baked it, according to the way we pass them like the Ramban.
Okay.
Yes?
So, apparently, every time a Bila Abba may come
up,
that's like a thick batter,
Bila Abba? Yeah, if I had a thick, not a batter, a batter pours. If it's a thick kneading, you have to stick your fingers and do it like that. That's a Bila Abba. So, even if you do a Bishul, it'll still be Hamoitzi. It'll still be chayv and challah, yeah.
And what if you don't do the bishul? What if you just have the dough? Would you make a motzi to eat the dough?
No. Even the Rabbein Tam agrees to that. No, that's not normal. That's shahakal. You wouldn't say mizaynus on that. That would be shahakal.
The people that eat cookie dough.
Raw dough.
Yeah.
I think the bracha shahakal. The only time it's elevated to the level of mizaynus, to the level of hamotzi, if it was baked or cooked or something. But according to Rabbein and Tam, cooked, according to Ramban, baked. But if it wasn't cooked, wasn't baked, you're eating it raw, so even Rabbein and Tam agrees. That's a Gemara Brachos. That's shahakol. That's not normal.
Okay.
Okay, Chiyuv Challah, fascinating, Chiyuv Challah. Yeah, this concept of Pshara, that a human being, a bezin of three Jews, can come up with an idea, something that's Lifnei Mishuras HaDin, as a Psak of Lifnei Mishuras HaDin. The Torah tells us what the din is, and we can come up with something that's a higher level of Yosha. That's interesting. That's what the Rabbi Elazar Shabbos says. It's apikursis. What do you mean? We're going to come up with something that's more ethical and more moral than what the Torah says. And the accepted opinion is yes, it's not apikursis. That we can. That's what Pshara is all about. The din is the din, and then there's an inyan of Lifnei Mishuras HaDin. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought is the connection on the next daf on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes quite a few memories that they were folk expressions that were common among the Jewish people, and the Amoraim pointed out that they were based on Psukim in Tanakh. That Bnei Yisrael have within their DNA, the Gemara says that the Malach teaches every Jewish baby call a Tarakula before he's born. And then the Malach slaps you and you forget everything, but something does remain behind. Otherwise Malach wouldn't have wasted his time to teach you everything. So something does remain behind. So that's what the Baal HaTanya writes, that every Jewish person has an Abba HaMesuteris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jewish individual has a hidden love to do the mitzvahs. Every Jew wants to do the mitzvahs deep down in his heart. Where does that come from? By Bnei Noach it's not so. By Nochem it's not so. The neshama comes from a different material. The neshamas of Bnei Yisrael are made from different material. Mitachas Kisi HaKovet. That's the first page in the Tanya. So this Gemara is saying that the Jewish people, because the Malach teaches Kol HaTarakula, they can intuitively come up with an idea of something that's Yosher, Lifnei Mishuras HaDin, above and beyond what it says in Parshas Mishpatim. They can come up with ideas that which come from Tanakh. They may not even realize it, but their ideas are coming from Tanakh. The Malach taught us Kol HaTarakula before we were born. So that's the Gemara quotes various ideas here, various psukim. And we spoke of the famous Tosfos Zayin Amud Aleph. Our Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, "Potamayim Reishis Modon," that "Ein Chilas Dinu Shalodim El Al Divrei Torah." When a person comes to Yom Adin La Meir Esam Shana, so the first thing they're going to judge us about is going to be about Bittul Torah. How come we didn't learn Torah? So Tosfos has the strong kasha. The Gemara in Masech HaShabbos and Beit Madlikin mentions the first six questions that they're going to ask. And the first question that they ask is whether a person dealt honestly in business. Nasasim and Nasata Bemuna. How can our Gemara contradict the other Gemara? Seems to be a contradiction. Yeah. And just generally speaking, Tosfos puts all the Gemaras together and assumes everybody agrees with everybody else. Very often the Chacham Misvar would say, Machlekes, what's so difficult to understand? This Gemara disagrees with that Gemara. But Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. It's on the assumption that you have a kasha. So then Tosfos gives a few answers. And then there's a famous answer from Chassidishe, they quoted from the Rebbe Rav Shmelke, from Misnagdashe Gedolim as well, that if you look at the six questions there, Masechah Shabbos, that memory follows a previous memory that says, based on the pasuk, V'hoyo emunis itecha choysen yeshuas chachmas v'las yiras Hashem niyot. It's all right. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who edited the Mishnayos, decided to make it into six sections, Shisha, Siddur, and Mishnah, based on that pasuk. Emunas, Itecha, Chos, Yeshua, Chachmas, Vadas. That each one of those six words corresponds to each one of the six Shisha, Siddur, and Mishnah. Then the very next memory, the Gemara says, the first six questions that they ask when the person goes to the Yom HaDin, after Lachamev, Esam Shana. So if you look into it, it looks like all the six questions are about, did you learn Zerayim, did you learn Moed, did you learn Nashim, did you learn Yizikim, did you learn Kachim, did you learn Taras? The first question is in Sosam and Asata Be'emuna. Emunas is the first. Emunas is Zerayim. Then Kovaita Itim Latar, Itim is Moed. Then Asakta Be'piribiribi, we usually assume Asakta means did you have children. So this interpretation says, no, Asakta Be'piribiribi, did you learn Nashim? Then Tzipisal Yeshua, did you hope for the coming of Mashiach? So this interpretation is, no, Yeshua says Nezikin. There's a Sefer Kos Yeshua, another Sefer Kosos Yeshua, all on Nezikin. So Tzipisal Yeshua means we are learning Nezikin. Then Pilpalta B'chacham, Achach Masvadas. Evanta Dover Mitoch Dover is Das. So all the six questions that the Gemara says are the ask on the Yom Adin, that's what some interpret, that it corresponds to the six Shisha Sidri Mishnah. We're supposed to learn everything. We're supposed to learn all of Shisha Sidri Mishnah. There's such a comment that Talmud Yerushalmi has on the Pesukim in Tehillim that it says also six expressions: Toras Hashem Timim and Yeshivas Nofesh, Eidos Hashem Namanim Achkim Es Pes Bekudish Hashem Sam Chleiv Tzus Hashem Bar Biyusnan Yer Hashem Torah Meslad Mishpatei Hashem Es Tot Kuyachta. So the Yerushalmi in Shabbos explains that each one of those corresponds to a different one of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. That Toras Hashem Timim. Meshivas Nafesh. The Yerushalmi says there also, when is it Meshivas Nafesh? When it's between Musa, when you learn everything. You have to learn all the Shishas in your Mishnah. So it's a good idea to make you see him all the time on Makkos. There used to be one rabbi in the OU office, he was always making us see him on Brachas. Every year he kept on learning. Every year he learned about 18 times. He went through Brachas 18 times. Then he decided it's time to move on. Okay. The Baal HaTanya holds like that. Hashechech Tovarechem in Mishnasai Malal HaKasuv Hakila Mishchai Ben Avshai. So Yochal Mipnei Shetokfo Al Mishnasai. What if a person forgets because he just can't absorb so much? Talmud Omar, only if he causes himself to forget. So the Baal HaTanya has a chiddush. This fellow was machmer for that. Baal HaTanya has a chiddush that if he learns another Mesichta and that causes him to forget the first Mesichta, that's called Achisire Milipa. He had no permission to learn the second Mesichta. So you're not allowed to move on to another Mesichta until you know the first Mesichta so well that you're not going to forget it. So this guy learned Brachas 18 times. Then he finally moved on to another Mesichta. Most people don't follow that from the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya rewrote all the Hilchos Talmud Torah. Chelik Yeredeh. Baal HaTanya Shulchan Aruch is like a Chayodim, like a Chochmas Odom. He writes Bekitza, the Psak from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Taz, from the Magen Avraham, from the Shach, whatever. And then Hilchos Talmud Torah, he had to rewrite in Ganson, because the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't do such a good job in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So he rewrote the whole thing. So that's one of his original ideas that he has there. That Shechech Tavarech Mishnasa is only Mischai Ben Avshay Achi Sirei Milibay. So if you learn another Mesichta, and that's what causes you to forget the first Mesichta, that's called Yisirei Milibay. So most don't follow that. Most people go weiter. They don't keep on learning the same thing over and over and over again. I think they have that when Rabbi Chana Wasserman was engaged, he married the daughter of the rabbi in Shavuot. Rabbi Chaim Moser married the other daughter. So when he was engaged, he was learning Chorus, I think, for the fourth time. So he asked his father-in-law, what do you think, should I go for a fifth time? So he told him, no, time to move on to another Mesichta. Before the 18th time. After three, four times, he told him, move on to another Mesichta. Okay. Yeah, but it's important. There are some people who only have limited ideas. They only know the first time Blat and Kedushin. They only know the first time Blat and Bava Kam. They only know the first time Blat and Gittin. That's ridiculous. You have to know a whole. You have to know a whole Mesichta. You have to try to cover as much of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah as possible. You have to know everything in context. And context means you have to know. You have to be able to be Madama Milsa La Milsa. Yeah. Very important. You have to cover a lot of ground. Rav Soloveitchik, when he was healthy, used to cover a lot of ground. Before my time, he. My uncle was in Rabbi Soloveitchik's Shia, so one year they learned Bava Basra from Dav Beis till Dav Samach. One year. My time is ready, there was a Yerida Sadeiris. So Rabbi Soloveitchik only did about 40 blot a year. But I remember when I was in the Rabbi Soloveitchik's class, the first 2 years he did all of Sanhedrin, which is 90 blot. He just didn't do Chelek. He did till Dav Tzadik, and then he did the Halacha at the end of Chelek, is 3 blot Gemara. So he did. 91, 92 blot in the 2 years. That was approximately 45 blot a year. And then he did Gittin, he did Kiddushin, he did Bava Kam, he did approximately 40 blot. 40 blot a year. That's a normal pace. You should try to cover ground. You have to have ideas, not just ideas with some tongues. You have to have ideas and all the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. It's important to have general knowledge. Okay. The Gemara talks about a dain hadon din islamita. What kind of an expression is that? It's a kefil aloshin. here, 8 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it mean? Adon din emes lamikra. So they tell you, look on the side. On the side that they look in the Tosus, Tosus comments on that. What's don din emes lamikra? So a dina don din emes means if it says in Shulchan Aruch, if Reuben says this and Shimon says that, the psak is this. Right? So that's a dayan. He paskins with blindfolders. Reuben said X and Shimon says Y. So he says according to the way they presented the tainus, that's the din. Don din emes lamikra means he delves into it more. And he gets them to discuss a little more the case, and he finds out more details of the case, and comes out that it's not exactly like that. He'll catch one of them in a lie, he'll find out more details. Sometimes Allah is different because one slight little difference in a detail. That's called Adon Dinem Islamitoy. He delves into the facts of the case more. He delves into the Allah more. That's Don Dinem Islamitoy. Yeah. The Gemara has that you need a bezin not only to paskin, you need a bezin to make a shuman. I feel that, let's say a man dies and he leaves a few children, he left a few homes. So each one will have a home to live in with his family. But that's not sufficient if this home is more valuable than that home. See, I have no right to cheat him. He's going to get a home that's worth $100,000. The other brother's going to get a home that's worth $500,000. The other one's going to get a home that's worth $1 million. That's not fair. So they have to pay each other money to even everything out. You need a bezdin to make a shuma, the Gemara says. I feel a bein tana v'kirayim, even if the father, not only real estate is big amounts of money, even if the difference is not so much. He left a toaster oven and he left a microwave. So they're approximately the same. Approximately, but they're not the same in values. You have to assess how much everything is worth and then you have to pay up the difference. Yeah. Then Igmar has a din. You're not allowed to present your case to the dayan in the presence of the other baldin. Yeah.
The shuma is on the Targa, right?
The shuma. Well, Tana Likirayim is even on the Taltalin.
I thought they were attached, maybe.
No, I don't think so. You need a shuma on the Taltalin also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say we shoot him in a grocery store. Then we decide to split up. So you'll take all the grocery, you'll take all the breakfast cereals, and I'll take all the sugar and the salt. No, you have to assess how much everything is worth, and I'll take my half, and you'll take your half. Yeah, you have to make a shuma and everything. Okay, Gemara has beautiful agada to him. Good. Then we started a little bit the sugya of Moitzi Shemra. Well, what's the topic by Moitzi Shemra? What is the din Torah about? So Tosfos. And on the days, at the end of the long text of Zehevi Ha'avedim Hezimim, the last two lines in the text, Ubi Rishalmi Mata Rashbo, the Rash Mishans, the Rabbein Shimshon, that's not the Rashbo. The Rashbo that we know is the Rashbo, the Talmud of the Ramban. Tosfos didn't know who that was. This is the Rash Mishans. So the Rash Mishans found that Samachloikas Amoraim and Yerushalmi. One learned like Rashi, one learned like the Rabbein Tam. Rashi learns that the deen over here is, what's the machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim? Whether Moitzi Shemra, B'Shloisha, B'Esim, B'Shloisha. We're talking about Hepsid Haksuba. What do you mean Hepsid Haksuba? The husband had Erisin for half a year, whatever. And then they had Nisuin. So the whole time they had Erisin, he wasn't living with the wife. Arus Asur L'Bailo, Achitikonis L'Chupim. So then they have the chuppah and they're together, and then he comes the next morning. The Mishnah says, Psulin, this is Liyom Ravi. That if a girl is getting married for the first time, the opening Mishnah Suba says, she should really get married on a Wednesday afternoon. So in case he'll have a tainus Psulim, he'll claim that she was a Bu'ula, he should come to the Bezin the next morning and he will be believed. Why should he be believed? There's a Takanas Chachamim that whoever divorces his wife has to pay Suba. So just because he says that she was a bula, we should believe him. The girl was, when she was born, she wasn't a bula. She's a cheskas psuk. So every husband will say, the girl was a bula, and I don't have to pay her the full masayim zuz. Everyone will pull off that shtick. So the Gemara says, well, the Gemara says, in ksubis, Rashi quotes, and afyura manal. Well, it's a machlokes hataraim, whether the din of ksubis, the raisa, the rabbanim. So the Gemara's mashmah says, if it would have been a din, the raisa, the husband would have not been believed to come the next morning to claim that she was a pesach pasuch matzasi, she was a beula, and therefore he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. But because the whole obligation to pay the ksuba is lab deraisa, That's how most of the Rishonim Paskin Ksuba love their Isa. And all the standard Ashkenazi Ksubas, the text is that I'm obligated to give you Masayim Zuz, the Chazi Lichem Idi Araisa, that you deserve Benatur. So the Taisus in Ksubas quotes the Ribala Taisus Paskin, the Ksuba de Araisa, based on the text of the Ashkenazi Ksuba. And the Rosh says, we don't follow that. We really Paskin like Ruba, the Ruba of the Rishonim Ksubas love their Araisa. I the Loshen Ye Araisa. Maybe you shouldn't write that Loshen. Maybe you should leave that at work. Maybe just write the Chazilichim. And even if we do write the Ashkenazim, do write the Chazilichim at the Raisa, so the Rosh explains, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the Chiv Ksub is the Raisa. What it means is that in the days of the Mishnah, there were two monetary systems running concurrently. Each system had pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters like Canada and America. You have 80 money, you have American money. So they both have the same denominations, but the money is not always the same. For many years, American money was worth more. And then there are many years that Canadian money is worth more than American money. So in the days of the Tanaim, they had two monetary systems running concurrently. They all had both of them. One was Kesef Tzuri, one was Kesef Medina. So the Kesef Tzuri, each penny, nickel, dime, quarter, half a dollar, dollar, was eight times the value of the same coin in the Kesef Medina system. So whenever the Mishnah say that a person has to pay money, how much do you pay? Do you pay the Kesef Tzur money? Do you pay the Kesef Medina money? So the Rosh says, and the Ramah quotes this Rosh, that's why we write the Chazir Lichem Ederaisa, we really mean to say that the Ksubas love their Isa. Ksubas love their Isa. It's only Midirabbanan, but how much does he have to give? It says in the Chumash, Kesef Yishkol Kemor HaBesulos. The Pasuk says if someone is Ma'anis or Mefata, a naira besulo, so he has to pay 50 shekel kesef. If he's Moitzi Shemra on his wife, that she was in, so during Erisin, that's Loshon Hara, Hatzah Shemra. Worse than Loshon Hara. Loshon Hara is when it's true, Hatzah Shemra when it's not true. So then the Torah says he pays Meir kesef, Meir shekel kesef. But he's only Ma'anis and Mefata, a girl, that's not as bad as Moitzi Shemra on his own wife. So then he pays 50 shekel kesef. So 50 shekel kesef is Masayim Zuz, because there were four Zuzim in every shekel, so 4 times 50 is 200. So that's Masayim Zuz. So true, Rov HaRishonim Paskin that Ksuba love their Isa. Well, what is the whole institution of Ksuba based on? The Chumash writes that when someone is Ma'anis and Mefata girl, he has to pay Kesev Yishkol Kemohar Habsulus. He has to pay 50 Shkolim, 200 Zuz, the value that she would have gotten if she would have gotten married as a psula. She would have gotten a ksubas psula, which would have been 50 shkolim, 200 zuz. So because he was ma'anis and mefata her, she's not going to get that ksubas psula. So half of this, some of the Tanaim say there you have it. The Chumash has a din that's based on the assumption that there's a mor habsulas, that there's a ksuba of masayim zuz. And we paskin know that was the minig b'sman matan Torah. That was a common practice by all the nations of the world. But and the institution of Einus and Mefata, how much you pay, is based on that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that payment itself, the payment of the ksuba, is the Raisa. That was a practice, but it's not necessarily a Raisa. So even if you should we assume ksuba love the Raisa, it's midirabbanan. But how much were they misakim midirabbanan? They're misakim what it says in the Chumash, 50 shekel kesef. So you have to give 50 shekel kesef of kesef tzuri. So that's what we mean when we write the Chazilich and Midirais. It doesn't mean that you're entitled Midirais to the money. You're entitled Midirabbanan to biblical money, to 50 shkolim and biblical money. That's that Kesef Tzuri. Yeah. So the Gemara again, so that Gemara and Ksuba's Daf Yud, it sounds like this. If the institution, if the Chiv to pick Ksuba would have been Derais, we wouldn't have said that the husband is believed if he comes to Bezin the next morning and he claims a Pesach Pesach Mitzos. Then you're going to undo the whole din deraisa. But since the whole chiyuv ksuba is only midirabbanan and eid adam, what's the gemara's lashon? Eid adam terech besudam afsida. The guy's not going to bisman gemara. The practice was it was understood the chassan has to pay for the wedding dinner. Today the practice is the girl's father pays for the wedding dinner. But bisman gemara the chassan paid. So it doesn't make sense. He just paid for dinner last night. Then he's going to come to bezin the next morning and say a lie. Make up a baba maisa that it was pesel pesach matzosi. So Gemara says if you put two and two together, that ksubas love their isa. That's what it sounds like. Ksubas love their isa to begin with. And Eidam Terech Besuda Mapsida doesn't really make sense that he should pay for the wedding dinner last night. He should come to bed and tell a lie the next morning. So then we say if he claims pesel pasuch matzosi, there's nemalav sidik sabas. So that's what Tosfos raises a question on Rashi. But we're talking here in the Mishnah about a machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim. So Tosfos quotes a bikiyus. The Rav Meir is quoted in Ksubas as holding that the Ksubas deraisa. So Ksubas deraisa, the husband will not be believed to come the next day and to say pesel pasuch matzosi. The Ramanis is only based on the premise that Ksubas love deraisa. That's one of the many tainus that Tosfos has against Rashi.
If he finds that she's he doesn't mind.
Is it automatic
to go to
Tosfos?
It's true. She was not a
Pesugah.
And then he doesn't want to go to
Basin.
He doesn't mind.
So it's not a Mekach Tos. Let's say I buy a car, a brand new car, and it turns out that it's all scratched up. And I didn't realize it. For the first week, I didn't realize it. Now I see it's all scratched up. I say, it works well. So I'm going to keep it anyway. Okay, so then if Sava Vikibel, if I decide despite the fact that it has a major mom, I'm going to keep it anyway. So then I can't come later on and say Mekach Tos. Well, let's say a couple gets married and then the boy finds out some terrible mom that the girl has, or the girl finds out a terrible mom on the boy, and then they stay married. And then 20 years later, one of them decides he wants to get divorced, and he says, it's a Kiddush Tos, because I wasn't aware of this mom. But you know about the woman 23 and a half years ago, what you wake up now for? So if they're living together for so many years, then he can't say it's a Kiddush Tos. He was masking.
But doesn't the Gemara say that one of the reasons of Pesach Pesach, you have to go to Beis Din, is because we're worried that she's Zinsa Tatav and she's also running?
Okay.
It's not just
like a Mechatol. Right. Bismana Gemara, that there was a long pause between the Erison and the Nisun. It could be that she was Mazana during Erison. So he should go to Bezin. Should go to Bezin. We've been encouraging to him. But yeah, Bismana Zeh, there's only 2 minutes pause in between the Erison and Nisun. They're standing under the canopy and everybody's standing there. So obviously she didn't have an affair with anybody under the chuppah during Erison. So then if the guy doesn't care, so fine. He's not Makbet, so you leave it the way it is. Yeah. So anyway, that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns the discussion. The Mishnah calls it Moitzi Shemra. Taisa says that's not what Moitzi Shemra means. Oinus HaMafat Moitzi Shemra is an expression that means the Me'er, the Chamishim Kesef, the Chamishim Kesef, and the Me'er Kesef. Oinus HaMafat Moitzi Shemra. All three are Knas. According to Rashi, you're not talking about Knas. You're talking about Hefsed HaKsuba, because he's Neman. Habal is Neman if he comes the very next day. Because Eidanam Terech B'Sudim Hapsin. It doesn't seem to fit in. That's Taisis Taina. So that's what the Rashi Mishnah says. He found, the Rashi Mishnah was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So he says he found that they're both right. Rashi and the Rabbi Natam, Yerushalmi has the two opinions. Are you talking about Hefsed HaKsuba? Are you talking about paying the Me'er Kesef of Moitzi Shemra? Someone want to make a comment?
Yeah, I was wondering if should be machinated the man should pay the Suda or not, based on the Suda.
Yeah, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein raises that issue in his Tshuvas, the whole nemanus of the husband is only based on the assumption that Einam Terech B'Sudim Apsi, the husband pays for the dinner. But today the husband doesn't pay, so we should no longer follow this din. Husband should not be believed to say Pesach Pesach Matzosi. So Rav Moshe thinks that it's self-understood that the girl's father paid for the wedding was a loan to the chosn. And if he decides to divorce the daughter, then he has to pay back the loan. So a couple of years ago, there was a couple who were getting divorced. And the husband was missing a couple of marbles. And he only insisted that he wants to come to me. I have to do the get, and I have to decide on the money. Then he had charata later on, because I made him pay $100,000 for the wedding, because the girl's father was very wealthy, and he paid a fortune of money for the wedding. So then he had charata where he only insisted on coming to me. Then I made him pay $100,000 for the ksuba, because the ksuba is an awful lot of money. Ksuba is worth an awful lot of money. Then he got married a second time, then he got divorced a second time. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know.
Why is the only chazakah of the Einam Terech B'Suda? I mean, nowadays, I wouldn't, you know, no one would invite all their family and friends and to a huge wedding hall only to have bia and then divorce the next day. You could still say that it's not the same thing. It's not a, you
know, even if he didn't pay for it.
Yeah, he didn't pay for it. That's a humongous event. Invite your Rebbe, Masada Kedushin, and all these things, and then like, mm-hmm. just for one, like.
Could well be. That could well be also. I don't know, in the days of Gemara, I don't think the weddings were as elaborate as they are today. So it could be you're right that today, the way they do weddings, some have a practice that they quote from the Vilna Gaon, like that the Pischa Tshuva Nehem Menezer quotes it, that there's a cherem hakadmonim not to back out from tenoim. So if a couple, when they got to get engaged, they signed tenoim, so you're not allowed to back out. What do you mean not allowed to back out? But decided they're not going to marry each other. So it's better to go through with the wedding. So what does it mean, better to go through? You spend $100,000 on a wedding. So it means no. The boy should give a ring to the girl, say, Harriet Mukudashisli, in front of two wait him, and then he should give her a get. A minute later, he should give her a get. So that's how they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that it's not right to break a tonight, it's a cherem hakadmonim, and if they decide they don't want to live together, they don't want to marry, so they should be Mekadosh Deish and give a get. So there was a fellow once, this is many years ago, he needed a shidduch for his daughter. So a guy came from Canada, he calls me up on the phone, he meets me, he brings the daughter. So I had a nice guy who was a kohen in the kollel. So the kohen took out the girl. Then it comes out the girl was divorced. So why didn't the father tell me the girl was divorced? I wouldn't have sent him a kohen. No, they backed out in the middle of the day. They were engaged. His daughter's engaged. And they backed out. They decided they're not for each other. So he went through with the whole wedding, a $100,000 wedding. And then the morning after, they gave a gift. Meshugane, you don't go through the whole wedding? That's his tradition, that you don't back out from a tenoim. And you go through with the whole wedding, with the all the guests come from Arba, come from Saaretz, and the whole dinner and the whole works. That's not what the Vilna Gaon said. And that's not the general practice anyway. General practice, you back out from the tenoim. Right? So you backed out, so you pay the other person money.
But that also means, sir, Rabbi said that, Salavichik said that there's an issue just being married to a Grusha for a Kohen, not just the Kiddushin itself is us, sir, not just the view.
Yeah, no, she didn't marry a Kohen. No, she was engaged before and she backed out. Someone backed out from the engagement, so the father of the girl decided to have to go through with the whole wedding. And then he needed a shidduch, so I sent him a Kohen. So the Kohen found out the girl was divorced on the first date, so that was the end of it. He didn't marry her. The Kohen married another girl. Yeah.
According to the Vilna Gaon, the back girl now won't be able to marry Kohen, right? Because she's divorced. So that's really better than just like having the
common practice is not like the Vilna Gaon. Uh-huh. The Vilna Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there's a cherem hakadmoinim, not to back out from a tenoim. So that's why many recommend don't make tenoim. Don't make any tenoim.
How can we answer for the that Rebbe Meir that was the Raisa? If
you
found
Rashi,
found
Amarai, and you show me. So, I don't know. It's a good kasha. That's Taisa's kasha, very good kasha. And the mashmois of the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud is that the husband is Neman only if it's the Rabbanan, if it's the Raisa or not. He has a tiny that Bizman Azeh, the weddings are so elaborate, maybe even if it's the Raisa, it doesn't make sense that the guy should go through with it. And then, even if he's not paying for it, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. What? Oynes mefata is a bezn of three because it's knas. And even though we had on the top line on daf hey amar aleph, hay mumcha l'rabim dana fili yechidi, that doesn't apply to knas. Knas, you have to have a bezn of shloshes muchim. That's the Gemara right before the sugya. That's towards the bottom of ches amar aleph. Before we get to the sugya of Motzi Shemra, the Gemara says by knas we sure you need shloshes muchim. And Yochem Umchanat. So you have Oynes Amefata is Knas, you need Shlosh Zichun. Then it says, Moitzi Shemra is a Machleg Zamen HaChacham where the three are 23. So Rashi learns that you're talking about Hepsid HaKsuba. Hepsid HaKsuba, so Taisa says, so why should anybody say that you need three Smuchim? That should be Shlosh Ahed Yoytis. We're done, just like we're done. Odoes Vahavoes, based on Shlichosai, because it's a Mitzvah Dishchich of Yizbe Chisaren Kis. So we're done. Dinek Subib is Manazer. This is Tainas. And Ashkechan, we find in many different Gemaras that in Bavli and Bavel, they didn't have so many smuchim. They hardly had any smuchim there. They used to be done in Masachas Tzubis. They used to be done Dinek Subis. So how do you read the Mishnah? It doesn't read straight. Dinek Maris Bishlosha goes on Hadas Vavos Shlosha Hedyotis. Then it says, Gzelos Havavos, you need Shlosha Smuchim. Then it says, Kefidal Beherinis Mefatim Otejam, you need Shlosha Smuchim. What in Nishlos is Muchem? If according to Rashi, you're talking about Hepsedak Subim. And how do you call it? Maitzi Shemra, such a pella. That's how Rashi learns. We're talking about Hefsed Aksuba, that the husband claims, comes to Bez in the morning after the Chasana, the Chuppah, and he says, the next morning, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, Nemel Hafsid Aksubasa. So the first suggestion the Gemara gives, Omarulam, so the mission says, it may develop into a case of Din Nefashas. So the Chachamim say, you already need 23. If it develops, you'll get 23. Right now I'm just talking about Hefsed Aksuba. Why shouldn't you need 23? Because it may develop. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the machlokes by the Chashina Lalaz. What does it mean, Chashina Lalaz? So Rashi translates, Rabbi Natam doesn't agree on the translation of the word laz, and doesn't agree on the concept of what it represents. But Rashi learns laz means Shemayetzi hakol, the word will go out. Rabbi Natam says laz means something that's not true. Laz means a rumor that's not true. Rashi learns no. Shemayetzi hakol, people will hear that the husband is claiming that the wife was mezana. Maybe Adam will show up and the Adam will testify, yeah, we know that she was mezana during Eris and Shetaka Chayv Misa. So Rashi learns in Ula, that's the machlokes. If you hold Choshen Shim Lalaz, then it's already called the case of Din and Nefash. Even though the husband is only interested in being Nemut to Lahapsidu Ksubasa, but since the claim of the husband is that she must have been mezana, she must have been mezana because it was Pesach Pasuch Matzos. Maybe she was mezana during Eris, and it may turn out that she was. So since it may turn out to be Din and Nefashas, so we label the case of one as one of Din and Nefashas. That's what the Chacham holds. Rameh says, no, you're only interested in Hefsed Aksuba. So right now it's Ksuba. Ksuba is a Shlosha Hadyaitas. Should be Shlosha Hadyaitas. Sounds like Mishnah Shlosha Smuch. That's Tosis Taina against Rashi. And the Chachamim say you need 23 because we label it. So according to Rashi, it could be that this is a real Din Deraisa. I label it as a case of Din Nefashas, even though right now we're only interested in being done an element of Din Imamanis, but the case is one of Din Nefashas. Since it may develop to become, we declare the case is one of Din Nefashas. There's such a Svara, the Pischa Tshuva and Eben Ezra quotes some Achrayim who say like this, and it could well be that Rashi in the beginning of Makkos holds like that, for those who know Makkos. Pischei Tshuva quotes a svara, if the din is Eidecha Nemen Bisurim, and by Dovah Shebi'er, you need to aid him. So what if someone wants to tell over a fact that a woman got divorced, and therefore an element of Issa V'Heta? Is that called Dovah Shebi'er? Let's say I say, I was there when the woman got divorced from her husband, and therefore she's a Grusha Asura L'Kayin. So the Rambam writes, Grusha Asura L'Kayin is Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. And others disagree, and they say, no, to say that the woman is a Grusha, Zayna Chavala, that's already Dovah Shebi'erva. But one could have distinguished and said, if he's saying the woman was Nizgarsha, and therefore she's a Grusha Asura L'Kayin, so that's a Dovah Shebi'erva, because he's saying the woman was Garsha. Even though now, when it's irrelevant, everybody knows in the neighborhood the woman is single. The woman is single, that we know. But because I'm testifying she was Nizgarsha, that's a Dovah Shebi'erva, even though it's only relevant now. We're not trying to prove that she's single. We know everybody, it's assumed that she's single. We're trying to prove that she was a Grusha Asura L'Kayin. So it could be that that would be considered Dovah Shebi'erva. To say that a woman was Nivul al Apostle, she's a Zayna, Chalola, something, that would be Eidecha Nemen Yisurim. To say the woman is a Grusha Asura L'Kayin, that would be Dovah Shebi'erva. So some Achrayim hold like that. It could well be that that's what Rashi means over here, Choshishim Lala'az. Shema Yetzi HaKol, and the Edom will come and testify that the claim that the husband has is true, that the woman was Zinsa, and not only Zinsa, she was Zinsa during Erisin, and there's an Einish Misa. So the claim that the husband has that maybe Zinsa, and therefore Hefsed Ksuba, the story that he's raising, the possibility that Zinsa during Erisin, that's already called Din Nefashas, and you already need 23. Al Shem Sofo, even though we're only interested in paskening about Din Imamnes Shabo, but since the case could well be that it may end up to be one of Din Nefashas, so it's already called Din Nefashas now. And Rameh says, Lo Chashina Lalaz. Nah. Just because it may develop, but right now it's only Din Imamnes, so you don't label it as one of Din Nefashas. That's not at all the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns. Not at all. We didn't do the Rabbeinu Tam yet. Then the next opinion, I think, Marakuli Amalei Laz Leichashina, Rava. First one was Ula, second one is Rava. Ula lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rava lived in Bobo. They never saw each other. They lived in different generations. Ula was with Rabbi Yechanan. Rava was a later generation. But the Gemara presents it as if Gemara lives in the world of ideas. The world of ideas, all the ideas are floating around. You know. There's no time, the restriction. There's no country, geographic restrictions. The world of ideas, yeah. So Rava says, you don't think anybody holds from Chashin and Lalaz, but the Shaila is Chashishim L'Kvaidim Shal Rishayim. What's the case? If the husband convened the Bezn of 23 because he said, I'm going to bring evidence that the wife was Mezana and she's Chai Misa, so he said, okay, so they convened the Bezn of 23. And then the Bezn is sitting and waiting and waiting, 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 no one shows up. There ain't no Edom coming to testify. And then he asked the husband, where were your Edom? So he doesn't, they see that it's a fake. He doesn't have any Edom. So everybody disperses, but if there, everybody disappears. So then the husband says, wait a minute, I want to be Neman to have Sidik Zavasa. He says, Pesach Basuach. So that's the Shaila. So maybe Chashim L'Kvaidim Shavisham. Since we started off with the Bezna 23, because we thought that Edom were going to come to say that she's Chai Misa. So it's not proper to issue a Psak in less than 23 because it looked as if there was something wrong with the original Dayanim. As if v'choshish v'kvodim shel rishonim. That's a simple translation of the words. So we suggest that it could be that it doesn't necessarily mean like that. It could be that what it means is similar to what the Gemara said on Daf Hey on the days. The Gemara was dealing with the machlokes where the shnayim shadonu with the name din and the name din by hados malvos, by the menator, you really need shloshes smuchim by hados malvos. And the Shlosh Adyotis is based on Shlichus HaYanam. Yikra Din Chadam Yikoshim. So Shnaim Shadon HaBidiyevit would be good. So the Gemara was bothered by the Kasha. There's a Mishnah later that says if you have a Bezna of three and there was a split vote and two said Chai, one says any Adaya, the one who says any Adaya has to be Yosifu HaDayorim. So the Gemara says, what do you have to be Yosifu? Two Dayorim said Chai and the third one does not. So that's Shnaim Shadon HaBidiyevit. Lechatchila, you should never do Shnaim Shadon because it's a Bezna Chotzuf. You shouldn't do such a thing. But b'di'evit, if shnayim shadonu, so b'di'evit, shnayim shadonu, d'neim din. So leave it the way it is. Two said chayv, one says any day. So it's already b'di'evit, shnayim shadonu, should be d'neim din. The Gemara says, no, shani hosan, meikor adaita d'tlosi yisivu. Since initially they intended to have yeshiva's bezn to adjudicate the case, so you're not allowed to pass them at less than a bezn of three. Can't say chad nami kosher in such a case. Can't say shnayim shadonu, d'neim din, because shnayim shadonu is not a bezn. So when we learned that Gemara, so we raised the possibility, what if they start off with a din Torah with 10 dayanim? And then at the end, 7 say any daya and 3 say chayef. So would you say, you have a bezin of 3. They started with a bezin and they end off with a bezin. 3 say chayef. It says 7 say any daya. So do you say, shani hocha mekor adaita da sorry yesivu? Whatever number you started with, you always have to have that same number of people. Or no. The word is chad nami kosher means you can have it like a rosis of a heta. Shlosha is a bezin. So since Meikor Daita the Tlosi Yesivu, if you had a yeshiva's bezin on the case, then you can't rely on Chadam Mikosha. That Hairuas Yisavahet, Hairuas Bez, Hairuas Talmid HaChachamim. But if you started off with 23, and then you left with 3 and just kind of pass Kandidi Mamna, so that's fine. So it could be that that's what Rashi means. It really means a question of COVID, that the people may say negative things about the 20 Dayanim who left. They'll say we kicked them out because they don't know how to learn. That's literally what it means. Maybe it's just a melissa that means since case started with 23 Dayanim, maybe even if they would have started with 10 Dayanim, you have to have a psak with 10, or maybe 23 because there's a Chaloshem Sanhedrin Tana, even though you don't need a Sanhedrin Tana for Mominus, but maybe it's Nitfas and a Sanhedrin Tana. Maybe that's what it means. Rabbeinu Tam does not learn like that. Rabbeinu Tam learns literally. In the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbeinu Tam, he adds on another line here. The way he learns Laz, and Kvadim Shavi Shainim, he says, Kravim Devem Liam Shavim, Leo Shavim. But Ula and Rava are both worried what the Hamayinam are going to say, that there's something wrong with the Dayanim. The Choshishim Lalas, if we'll pass him with 3, then we'll have to add 20 later, people would think there was something wrong with the three. Choshem Nekodim Shal Rishonim means we started with 23 and we went down to 3, people would say that there was something wrong with the 20, that we kicked them out. Or if you started with 3, you ended with 23, people would say there was something wrong with the 3. So it's a similar, very, very similar. Rabbi Natam seems to learn the Gemara literally. We suggested that maybe within Rashi you don't have to learn like that. Maybe Laz, Rashi doesn't learn Laz. People will be Moitzi Laz on the original 3 Dayan. Why do we have to add another 20? No, Rashi says Choshem LaLaz means Shema Yetze Hakol. Word will go out and maybe witnesses will show up, and therefore it's already labeled now Al Shem Hasid. It's already labeled as a case of Dinin Nefashos. Even though the husband is only interested in the Dinim Amnes aspect, Shabbat, only to be Mafsadik soon. Now, Choshem Lekvadim Shavishanu could mean, like the Gemara said, Nikar Daita Rechav Gimel Yeshiva. Similar to that Gemara. Anyway, that's how Rashi learns. So these were the first, the Mishnah has a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether Moitzi Shemra is Bishloish or Moitzi Shemra is Bechav Gimel. And the Chachamim say Bechav Gimel, Mpnei Sheyeshbo Dinin Nefashos. So what does it mean, Mpnei Sheyeshbo? Just because sometimes Moitzi Shemra has Dinin Nefashos, therefore all cases need Chav Gimel. Why? But this case doesn't have Dinin Nefashos. So Ula gave a pshat and Rava gave a pshat. Rava, Rabba, whoever it is. So Ula gave a pshat, Choshishim Lala. So Rashi says, since in the future it may develop to become a case of Dinin Nefashos, I already consider now a case of Dinin Nefashos. Could be it's a Din Deraisa, not just a Laz. Could be it's a Din Deraisa. Choshishim Lekodim Shavishani means since Shani Hocha Mekor Adaita Lechav Gimel Yisivu, so you have to have the Psak with the Chav Gimel. So these are the first two suggestions the Gemara gives. Then the Gemara gives a whole bunch of additional possibilities of interpreting the Machlokes. That the Machlokes Amen HaChachamim in our Mishnah is identical with some other very famous Machlokes HaTanoi. So what were the other suggestions? Chibarovin, no, what is my next one? Abayom. Abayi says, maybe the Machlokes is, the husband says, I'm going to bring witnesses. He says in advance that I'm going to bring witnesses that she was Mazana during Erisin. And the witnesses say that they gave a hasra, we're going to give you the death penalty, but they fail to say which death penalty. The Arba Mises Bezin, Skilis Reid, Erig Lechene. And there is a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yudin and Tanakama. Is it sufficient if you say, don't do this, you're going to deserve the death penalty, we're going to give you the death penalty, or do you have to say, you're an Ira Hamarasa, it's going to be Skilo, you're an Eshe Sish, it's going to be Chenek. You have to say what the Misa is. So Abai learns, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, Rav Meir and HaChachamim. The Rav Meir holds like Rav Yehuda. Usually they always disagree, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, but only Rav Meir holds like Rav Yehuda. So therefore Rav Meir says, it's never going to lead up to Dinim Nefashos, it's only going to be Dinim Amanus. And the Chacham hold, no, it is going to lead up to Dinim Nefashos, because you don't have to say Be'ezim Yisu. Then the Gemara has another suggestion. Who's the Rapapa? Another suggestion. Maybe the Machlokes is Bisha Chavera. Well, the Chavit Tzara Chasra, Chavera and Tzara Chasra. His wife is very learned. She gives lectures for all the women on Tanakh and on Torah Shebal Peh, she making siyumim and so on. So the Machlokes HaTanaim is there going to be Dinim Nefashos? So Rav Meir says, there's no Dinim Nefashos. Chavit Tzara Chasra. And the Chachamim say, Chavrein Tzara Chasra. So she's going to get, it can lead up to Dinim Nefashos. She knows the Dinim. Chavrein Tzara Chasra. So that's the Machlokes. Then Gemara, each Amara gives a different suggestion, what the Machlokes HaTanaim is. So what was the next suggestion? The next suggestion is Rav Ashi Amar, the last line. And Chesam and Beis going over to Tesam. Rav Ashi Amar, it's a machlokes where the Malkus needs a bezin of 23 or 3. Machlokes in the opening Mishnah. What's the case here? She was an Eishes Ishes in, so they gave her Hasro, the Eidim liked her. They didn't want to give her Einish Misa, they're good friends. So they said, don't do Loisinov, we're going to give you Malkus. They should have said, we're going to give you Misa. But they didn't. Either they didn't know, or they didn't want to give him Misa. So they said, we're going to give you Malkus. So what's Taka the Din? You get Malkus or not. So that's a Machlokes. We Paskin, there's no Malkus, period. That's called Lapshan Nitan Lasaurus Mises Bezin. Ain't like Malam. So Rashi writes on the top, the second, third line from the top of Tesam and Allah, because Sabah, they both think, Meir and Acharam, they both think that Rabshi Ninsen's Lazarus means Bezen is like a mother. They both agree that there is Malkus, but the Ravashi learns that is the Machlokes Atanaim. When you want to give Malkus, is it sufficient with a Bezen of 3, or do you need a Bezen of 23? Then the next Amora gives Ravinoma, the third line from the Testament, Ravinoma. And then the Gemara has three possibilities with Ravina. So the Gemara says, maybe the Machlokes Rabbeinu and Chachamim is regarding Korav Apostle. What's the issue? Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, there is a din of Korav, a Korav Apostle. But the Shaila is, does the Apostle the other two only if Niskaben Lohoid, or even if Loi Niskaben Lohoid? So the Gemara said, that's a Machlokes HaTanoim, so maybe that's a Machlokes over here. The Korav or the Apostle didn't have in mind Lohoid, so that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Ebois Amon, if you want, you can say another suggestion. The Gemara is going to quote every single possible suggestion where there's a Machlokes HaTanoim and dealing the Fashas, where the Chai Misan. The next suggestion is maybe it's a Machlokes. You have to have Hasra in order to give the death penalty. What if the Hasra wasn't given by the Edom, it was given by a stranger? So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Gemara says another Ebois Amon, that maybe it's his kachash bibidikas, lois kachash bechakiris, and that's a machlokes benazai nechachamim, whether hakosha and bidikas passes the edom on them. The Gemara gave all these possibilities. Okay. We'll be netted tomorrow. We will wrap up the Hazorah.
What the Machlokes was saying that Shara doesn't mean a compromise, that the Dayanim could even decide to give everything.
Thank you. I feel bad for anyone listening.